In its first hearing on the bill that would provide $500 million to TransCanada to help with the development of a natural gas pipeline, the Senate Finance Committee today indicated the administration should not expect the money all at once. The Palin administration has requested the entire amount be appropriated this year, allowing reimbursement to TransCanada as needed. Revenue Commissioner Pat Galvin said the money would cover quarterly reimbursements for expenses during the early stages of development.
We believe it's appropriate and that it's the good faith gesture on the part of the state to put that money aside at this time. We have the money available to us. We believe that it's appropriate to set it aside to recognize that we have this obligation under the license, and that at the time that we enter into the license is the appropriate point in time to put that aside and label it as dedicated to this venture.
Senators agree the total amount is part of the state's license that's up for a vote in the House today. But Senator Charlie Huggins called for what he calls a healthier technique that would be more appropriate to meet the state's obligation. He wants to pay the money in phases as it is requested. He said many of the people involved in the decision will change over the years, both from the administration and the legislature. Delayed appropriations would include them in the long-term process.
And it's an education process to set and talk about what happened here today a couple years from now at a minimum, so that people understand what we're funding, what AGIA is all about, and it's just to sort of refresh your course about where we're going and how we're spending the people's money.
The Finance Committee is not yet dealing with amendments, so no decision was made on the issue. Over the coming weeks, it will consider all four of the bills the governor proposed for the special session.